Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for the 9th of Kislev. We are in chapter 8 of Yevamot, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah number 4. Amar B'Yehoshua. B'Yehoshua says, Shemati, I heard, Shehasaris Holetz. A saris, meaning a man who is infertile, may perform chalitza. B'Cholzin Lishto. And if he's the brother who died without children, then the other brothers might, one of the other brothers does chalitza to his wife, but there would not be yibum, because the saris is infertile, he's not able to have children, so there'd be no way for him to do yibum, and there'd be no obligation for the brothers to perform yibum with his widow. The saris, so Rabbi Yeshua says, he also heard, the saris lo choletz, v'lo chotzin l'ishto, and I also heard, chalitza doesn't apply, that he's not even in the parsha of yibum and chalitza, and he shouldn't do chalitza at all, and the other brothers shouldn't do chalitza or yibum with his widow either. The Ainli Lefarish, Rabbi Yeshua admits, I'm not sure, I've heard this contradictory halacha, and I don't know how to explain which halacha applies in which case. Amar Rabbi Akiva to the rescue, Ani Afarish, I can explain it for you. Saris Odom, somebody who was rendered sterile by through the hands of man, through, you know, it, God forbid, an injury or a violent attack or a surgery. Choletz, he can still perform chalitza to his brother's widow, V'holtzin l'ishto, and the brother performs chalitza with his widow. Mipnei shahaitola shata kusher. He had a moment of being kosher, being eligible for yibum and chalitza, because there was a time when he was capable of having children, and then later on in life, some sort of, God forbid, injury or surgery changed that. But saris chama, a saris, someone infertile because of the sun, literally chama is the sun, but it means when he was born into the world and first saw the sun, it was a birth defect, or it was a genetic abnormality, and he was never able to father children since he was born. Lo choletz, v'lo choltzin l'ishto. So he cannot perform chalitza, and the other brothers do not perform chalitza with his widow. Mipnei shelo haita lo shata kusher. He never had a time when he was even in the parsha, even in the running for yibam or chalitza. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer speaks up, he says, Loichi, he says, that's not the correct way to explain this. Elasris chama cholitz, someone who was always infertile since he was born, he does perform chalitza, v'chotin le'ishto, and his widow receives chalitza, mipnei sheyesh lo refua. Because if somebody's born with such a defect, there's a refua, there's a way to heal them with surgery or with medicine, Baruch Hashem. Nowadays, many birth defects to this region can be, thank God, surgically fixed. Rabbi Eliezer goes on, Saris Adam lo choletz v'lo choletzin l'ishto. But somebody who is rendered as Saris through human action, he does not perform chalitza. The brother does not perform chalitza with his widow. Mibnesha ein lo refua. There's no refua for this type of injury. And it could be it was quite a severe injury, as we discussed yesterday about the chrot shafra, when there's really, a severing of the necessary parts. That would be certainly a severe injury. Nowadays, they do have surgeries that are reversible. Obviously, you need to consult your local Orthodox rabbi before recommending anyone do such a thing. There are serious halachic implications, as the Mishnah just scratches the surface here, for such procedures. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beteira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beteira testified al ben Megusat, on a man named ben Megusat. I'm not sure that's his name, but it's interesting. Megisa means stirring. So I'm not sure if that's related. Shahaya b'Yerushalayim, he lived in Yerushalayim, Saris Adam, and he had been rendered impotent, infertile, through human action. V'yibmu at ishto. His surviving brothers actually did yibum to his widow, l'kayim divrei Rabbi Akiva, to uphold the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had held that when the change was caused through human action, the widow is still in the running for yibum or chalitza. So this is consistent with that opinion. Let's go on to Mishnah Hey. Hasoris, someone who's infertile, lo cholitz, may not perform chalitza, lo miyabim, and not yibum either. Now remember, the whole point of yibum is to, God willing, create an heir who's in the ways a stand-in for the deceased brother. So if someone's a saris and he's infertile, he's not biologically capable of doing so. Bechen Ailunit, and also an Ailunit, we've mentioned this is a woman who is biologically incapable of bearing children, lo choletzet v'lo mit yibemet. She should not receive chalitza or yibum. Again, the point of the yibum relationship is to create an offspring to fill the shoes, as it were, of the departed brother. Mishnah goes on, a saris shecholetz livimto, if a Saris does go ahead and do Chalitza, even though he's not supposed to, but he didn't ask us before he did it, lo pisalah. He does not make this woman pusle from marrying a Kohen. Recall that a Chalitza, a woman who received Chalitza, can't later marry a Kohen, but this Chalitza was not necessary and was meaningless and was not, you know, not really a legal Chalitza, so it does not change her status. Ba'alah, but if he has an intimate relationship with her to try to marry her through Yibam, which he cannot do, Pisalah, that does make her incapable of marrying a Kohen, Mipneshi Be'ilat Znut. It's considered to be a licentious intimacy because there's no mitzvah of Yibam here because this man is infertile. So instead of it being a mitzvah of Yibam, it's an isser, it's a prohibition of him trying to marry the widow of his brother, which when there's no Yibam mitzvah, that is certainly forbidden. V'chen Ailunit, and also the other way around, an Ailunit, a woman who is infertile, Shachaltsu lo achin, they did Chalitza to her, lo pisaluha. They do not prevent her from later marrying a Kohen. For instance, if the fertile brother then dies or she, you know, became eligible to marry a Kohen, she could still do so. Ba'aluha, if one of the brothers was intimate with her to try to affect a Yibam marriage, psaluha, that does make her disqualified from the kahuna, from marrying a Kohen, v'nesha bilato bilat znut, because again, this act of intimacy was not in the context of the mitzvah of Yibam. With her, with an Ailunit, there is no mitzvah of Yibam. Ailunit is actually one of the exceptions that we mentioned in the very first Mishnah, the very first Perek, that there's no mitzvah for Yibam, there's no requirement of Chalitza either. Yashar kochachem, zay gizot, be well.